Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Today, of course, is our Saskatchewan Day of Caring for the wildfire evacuees. And I just want to mention here, thanks to Nutrien, they'll be matching donations up to $100,000 today.
Which is so wonderful.
So you've got that in conjunction with the federal government matching donations.
Oh, nice.
So if you make a $10 donation, that's actually $30 right now.
Oh, nice.
So consider making a donation. You can text radio to 45678.
I always say if you can even donate just your coffee money for the day, that $3 will turn into $9. So
Small little thing you can do, and it'll be huge to help out our friends and neighbors in Saskatchewan. Sarah, what do we got here in our Country Music Insider?
Well, he may not have been a country artist, but he was considered one of the greatest pop songwriters of all time, sadly losing Beach Boy founder Brian Wilson yesterday.
And they were just here over the winter, too.
He was 82. No word on cause of death, but he was diagnosed with dementia last year and placed in a conservatorship. So, again, just sad news to hear that Brian Wilson has passed. Lainey Wilson got engaged to her fiancé back in February, but she was recently doing an interview where she said she's actually in no rush to get married. She said, "He made me wait for 4 years. I'm going to make him wait before we start planning this thing."
That's funny.
Fair enough, Lainey. Here's a bit of a fun throwback. Apparently, Dolly Parton once streaked through Tom Jones's yard. She said it happened in the 80s while she was filming a movie. And here she is talking about it on Late Night with Conan O'Brien.
This was when Tom Jones lived over in Bel Air. I don't know where he lives now, but he was just hot as he could be and sexy. And I had some friends out to Hollywood. I was living out there at the Bel Air Hotel. And we were just out having fun, and we'd been out and had a couple of margaritas. And I said, "This is Tom Jones' house." And they said, "Well, let's go over there." And I said, "No, we can't go in the yard. You know, they must have security." And they dared me to streak through the yard, because that was back when everybody was streaking.
Right.
And they kept daring me, and Double Dog daring me, and I just couldn't take it. So I just stripped down and ran across the yard and jumped back in the car and put my clothes on. And I don't think he saw me. But if he did, I didn't impress him much.
So there it is. Margaritas makes Dolly Parton's clothes fall off.
So good. In a bit of a, did you know? Apparently, Billy Ray Cyrus back in the day in 07 was on the Today Show promoting his new song, Ready, Set, Don't Go. And one of his backup vocalists was Chris Stapleton.
She's at the starting line, the rest of her life is ready as she's ever been. Got the hunger and the stars in her eyes, the prize is hers to win.
I can hear it in the background. Yeah, he had it then already. So
now he's his own man.
Now he is definitely his own man for sure. Grammy award winning man right there. And there you go. That's our Country Music Insider today.